Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz and TJ Henning.
Welcome to it, Wednesday edition of Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, HailVarsity.com, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Busy one. Still aftermath from Big Ten Media Days. Some thoughts, and we'll share them with you from Coach Riley with the BTN gang. We've got good news today. Uncle Jerry's coming on tomorrow, so Coach DiNardo got away today. It's all right, though. Excited about that. Jay Moore, though, we do have a black shirt Jay sighting. In Lincoln, it has just gotten done downpouring. So I know he's not on the golf course, but he's working and busy. I know Shuey won't be on the golf course, or he could get back to the golf course, but he'll need one of those, squeegee things for the green. Mike Shuhart, Wilderness Ridge Golf, 30 minutes away. We'll talk the Open with him. And in hour two, Mr. College Football Insider, College Game Day, Brad Edwards with it. Oh, and TJ is flashing signs.
We got Salt Dogs tickets.
Yeah, I was going to get into what signs you were flashing. Not steal third.
Not gang signs.
Not shorten the lead. And certainly not.
I used to know how to do the blood of Crip.
See, what? What are they teaching? You're wearing the Norris Titans high school t-shirt as you do that stuff.
Just, when you're juvenile in high school or something, you think your friends teach you something cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it sent tremors in the lunchroom. Huh. What's that, TJ? None of your business. Just respect it.
That's right. Keep on walking, Christopher.
I had a guy in junior high that knew how to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is annoying as hell.
Yeah, see, there's always one guy.
But thank you for my gang sign flashback.
There you go. You're welcome.
I prefer the prison gang / biker patches and vests from Starsky and Hutch. Big Earl and the Dragon. This crazy-looking dragon on the back.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that one.
It's okay, but that's humorous to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, speaking of, I watched an old-school movie last night, The Rainmaker with Matt Damon.
Haven't seen that one.
That was pretty good. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I've seen a critically acclaimed movie that you haven't.
And hell has frozen over. Gang signs in a movie that I haven't seen that TJ saw. We will set the scene, though, from a Nebraska standpoint moving forward as Camp will get here this weekend. You can tap the line and join us, 466-3776. 466-3776, 800-825-5865. Schillingbridge Cork and Tap House allows you to dial in. Thanks to them. And on Twitter at Hail Varsity, at Schmidt underscore radio, at TJ underscore Henning, or just email us, Chris at HailVarsity.com. So the lineup today, Jay Moore in 15 minutes, Mike Shuhart 30 minutes away, Brad Edwards in 1 hour. Okay. So, it is talking season. It is storyline time. And, some of these things are just kind of recurring. Growing up, maybe Wednesday night was meatloaf night. I don't know. And TJ's...
Yeah, gross.
I did pizzas every Wednesday when my mother worked.
Nice.
And listen, I look at this season of intrigue, and let's try and answer the question with Nebraska and what's real, what's tangible you can hold your hand on or put a finger on or buy into. Let's spend a few minutes with that. And part of me is I'm a sucker for a good off-season conditioning story, and I think Schaefer had one of those. And to me, that translates. That's important. How you doing in the off season? How much grinding are you doing? And everyone's working hard and sweating and it's hot. Right. But the point is there were changes made for Nebraska by Nebraska. And time will tell if that's going to be a difference maker in the fourth quarter, if you're going to be more physical, if you're going to be able to survive some fourth quarters. So that to me is important. That's real. That needs to be played out. Your quarterback's ability and understanding and leadership, that's real. Guys like him. They want to play for him. They follow him. They respect him. Now, that can change based on performance when you actually get on the field. But right now, so far, so good. And you know what else is real is guys like Stanley, guys like Pierre Sunnell, and a guy like Nick Gates, who's had a really, really good career. That's real. What is also real is when push comes to shove, the consistency of the run game. That's real. Is it going to be better because they say it's going to be better? Is it going to be better because it's emphasized more in practice and it's drilled and drilled and drilled and you do get physical in the name of balance and helping your quarterback in passing game? That's real. You need to be able to have five linemen. And that's been underlined the last 2 days, and reading into some of Coach Riley's comments, you know, we need to be type stuff. That's a flare to the offensive line. It's a flare to Coach Kavanaugh. You guys need to step up. The running backs need to step up. It needs to be a two-dimensional offense. He's not angry or mean about it. It's just what was stated and answered in some of the questions you get with Media Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's saying you can't throw the ball 40 times a game.
That's a direct edict to be... What did he say yesterday? We don't want to live there. Right? That's... It's in giant light-up letters. What he's saying to me about what just isn't going to be acceptable, what will be acceptable, and the reality of the defense being a 3-4 and being a transition. And this was talked about a little bit last week by Coach DiNardo. We'll hit it with him tomorrow, and it was hit on during media days when Coach Riley sat down with the BTN crew, and that's the short-term and long-term. And who have we talked to? Coach McBride, Coach Barnett, who else? I mean, we've talked to two coaches that know their stuff. And the long term, it can be awesome defensively, the 3-4. The short term, you're asking for a lot to be great right away. You just are. So it's going to be a work in progress, going to have a learning curve. And can it get there? The other side of it is, Diaco's brilliant. This is his baby. This is his no-seam defense. He's also been highly acclaimed because of his teaching and connection ability with kids. Well, if you have a sick kid, and let's say the Nebraska defense, for argument's sake, has been sick. It hasn't overall last year. But in big games, they got blown out. A lot of points put up on the defense. The offense didn't help out, but it's their stat line. Points allowed, not how many times did the offense go three and out. So in big games, big points have been put up on the defense. Big plays have been allowed. Well, how much cough syrup are you giving your kid? Well, do I want Junior to stop coughing all night? Or just rest easy? Or do I want Junior passed out on his pillow because he got half a bottle of grape special? Whatever you think of me as a father, I didn't give him half a bottle.
The Benadryl stuff.
It is. So is Wild Turkey. How much are you giving the defense, and how much more are you piling on the defense before they get that first gulp down, okay? That's going to be key to me. It's kind of managing their knowledge and ability to execute, and how fast can they play? Can you just go after it? The old, like riding a bike. Well, when you first ride a bike, man, you got the training wheels to help save you around the corner, to help save you down a hill, so you don't wipe out and it's broken leg time. That'll be key to me. And then also keeping their spirits up when they do screw up. If they give up 500 yards and 45 points against Oregon, don't baby them, but realize it's new and it's week two. That goes to the fans, too. So those are all these things when we talk about what's real. All these elements. Let's get some sound from Coach Riley. And he sat down with the BTN gang. And Riley here was asked out of the gate, look, man, your best friend is no longer with you. We've covered it a bit, but it's kind of interesting to hear the response when some of the national guys ask it.
I think that a lot of layers to that answer right there, because Mark Banker and I went back, you know, a long time together, back to our USC days together. As a matter of fact, when we coached on John Robinson's staff back in 1993 might have been our first year together. So we go back a long way. So that was difficult. But talking about the idea of where we needed to go defensively, my roots initially were coaching defense. And I started out coaching in the 3-4, which was called, you'll know this, Jerry, the best, because it was the 5-2. We called it right. The 5-2. But it was a 3-4 defense. And then when I went to Canada, we were the only 3-4 team in the league. And that was an advantage for us. So I have been intrigued about getting back to the 3-4. Making a decision to try to do that, the availability of Coach Diaco, the information I had on him, the opportunity to interview him, the confirmation in the interview that this guy's a good teacher now. He's an energetic, he's a detailed guy, and exciting to me. So putting all those together, it felt really good in making the hire. And it's all been confirmed through spring practice. Now, we got to play games, and it's a major, major move. Changing players' positions, looking at the best thing to do with each individual player, all that part of it. But I'm excited about it. Our narrative is interesting, right? I mean, we got a whole new defensive scheme with half a new defensive staff. We've lost a really great person and a great coach in Coach Elliott. And we don't have a quarterback that's played it down at Nebraska. But I'm excited about this team. So I can't – you tell me why. But I am. I'm fired up about it.
He needs to be excited about it, but he's a – super optimistic guy, and it's okay to be excited. You can't be pessimistic and think worst case scenario, but again, what's real? And it gets back to what's likely. It gets back to what's the average here. There's best case scenario, there's worst case scenario, and then there's what you are. You inflated or you deflated. So to me, the move on this is fairly simple. And it kind of goes back to what Coach Osborne had with his option power offense. Right? You switch to the option because Oklahoma was kicking your butt in the wishbone. What did Colorado do? They mimicked Nebraska's power eye and the eye bone option. And then as you've continued to have evolution of football, what do you have? You have teams switching up, so you're harder to deal with, you're harder to prepare for, and you're sure as hell harder to simulate. You can't simulate Nebraska's option attack and then physicality. Can't do it. You might have some dude fast enough to run the option, but do you have a truckload of linemen that will grind you?
Or it was kind of like when everybody, some first couple teams started running the spread offense, mm-hmm. but not
Oregon,
everybody runs it.
Oregon and Auburn and their tempo. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's kind of used to it and you just deal with it.
Yeah, but not a lot of teams run the 3-4. So all of a sudden you got to prepare for Nebraska. You're like, oh,
so you're preparing for Nebraska, you're preparing for Wisconsin. That is now real in the West and in the East to opponents that do it. And conversely, defensively, you'll be able to handle the spread a little bit better from a matchup standpoint with the 3-4. And then you can figure it out against the pro-style power teams. So that's the adjustment Nebraska's made. Let's be different. Let's be more difficult to prepare for. And let's play to some strengths with getting the fastest, best athletes on the field. So it makes sense. And by the way, okay, so if you got to prep for Wisconsin and Nebraska, that means you're still prepping and paying extra attention another week towards Wisconsin. Maybe someone jumps up and bites them because Nebraska now has a 3-4. You're more used to it and seeing it if you're an opposing offense. Just like the air raid, the entire Big 12, for the most part, runs some sort of Mike Leach offense, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And what Oklahoma do? They switched back to it because they couldn't beat it. They tried doing the tempo thing, and they couldn't live in that neighborhood. That's what's real. And those are some elements to look at. More from BTN and Mike Riley. Do we have time for the short-term or the long-term discussion?
We just missed out.
5:25, we'll get back to it. We'll talk with Brad Edwards also about it. Good stuff on the Paul Christ relationship and what year three is. What's real? Kind of our theme today. You have a lot of questions. And then there's some educated guesses when it comes to application of the talent you have, the schedule you have, and the strengths of your football team. Glad to have